Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting an opinion survey to help us better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I didn't hear your question.
Oh, all right. Well, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied, all right. So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means not an important issue at all, and a 10 means a very important issue. So the first one is abortion rights.
You said if it's not important to me, or is it important to me?
Yeah, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how important is it to you? With a 0 meaning not an important issue, and a 10 meaning a very important issue.
I would say a 5.
Student loan debt.
Okay.
Student loan debt.
That's very important. A 10.
Crime and violence.
A 10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
K-12 education.
Repeat that part.
K-12 education.
A 10.
Healthcare.
10.
Democracy.
10.
10. All right, thank you. So I know there's still like a long way off, but if the elections for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices were held today, how likely are you to vote on them on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 meaning
how likely
you're...
How likely I'm doing what? How likely? I didn't hear the last part of your statement.
Yeah. How likely are you to vote for the elections for 2024 elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices? On a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote, and a 0 means you're not at all likely to vote.
I will put it at an 8.
8, all right. So would you mind sharing your race?
My race?
Your race.
My race, I am African-American.
African-American, all right, thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Non-binary.
Non-binary. All right. All right. Non-binary. All right. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth, please?
1979.
All right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have achieved?
Masters,
all right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
I would go with the 4.
4, all right. So how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter to you the most in your community?
I'll put a 5.
5, all right. So could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like these people, a 10 means you do like them, and a 5 would be neutral. And if you've never heard of them, that's also a category. So the first one is Andre Dickens.
You say rate them. Okay, repeat the rating portion because I kind of missed that.
For sure, no worries. So if you could rate these people on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you do not like these people. A 10 means you do like them, and a 5 would be neutral. And if you've never heard of them, that's also a category.
Okay.
And so the first person was Andre Diggins.
A 10.
J.D. Vance.
Never heard of him.
Brad Raffensperger.
Never heard of him or her.
Raphael Warnock.
I would say a 5.
Brian Kemp.
A 5.
Tim Walsh.
Never heard of him.
And Joan and John Ossoff.
John Ossoff I've heard of.
All right. So what opinion would you say you have about him?
I would say a 5.
5? All right. Thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for the president were being held today, for who would you vote for?
I'm still undecided at this point.
All right. But if you did have to choose, maybe like just strictly between Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein, who do you think he would have voted for?
I didn't realize they had two other candidates. I mean, I'm still undecided, but I would say Harris.
Harris, all right. Mm-hmm. And again, I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, do you think you'd be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for House Representative?
I would say Democratic.
Democratic, all right. So back in the 2020 elections, for who did you vote for?
As far as presidency or?
Oh, for presidency specifically.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Has it stayed the same? Has it gotten better or much better?
I would say the same.
The same, all right. So some people say that no matter how who people vote for, it will make a big difference for what happens. Will others say that who you do vote for can make a big difference to what happens? So in your opinion, do you think voting makes no difference? Does it make a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I would say a small difference.
Small difference, all right. So now I'm just going to read you a short list of some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please tell me how much you believe that each person or these events have prevented the progress you want to see in this country from a 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you do not believe this people or these events prevented progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 10 means that these people or events did 100% prevent the progress. And so the first one is COVID-19 recovery.
I would say 5.
Black voters.
5.
Vice President Harris.
I'll give her a 7.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
5.
Your local mayor.
I don't even know who our local mayor is, but I say a 5.
5, all right, no worries. And what about Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
It's a 5.
5, all right. So now I'm just going to read you some short lists of, like, policies and developments and statements that have an impact on many of Black people's lives. After each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that this would not motivate you at all to vote, neither would it motivate your friends. A 5 would mean that you're not sure, and a 10 means that this would strongly motivate you. So the first one is, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
I would say a 10.
A 10?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Huh?
A 10? All right. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
I would say 8.
Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
Okay.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for a direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid.
10.
All right. Thank you. So now, kind of like based on everything you just heard, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Again, on skill, it means a lot of power, and 0 means no power at all.
I would put it at 5, approximately.
All right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change to make changes on issues that matter most to you and your community?
About a 7.
About a 7, all right. So how likely are you to vote for the U.S. Elections for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in November 2024? On a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means extremely likely and a 0 means not at all.
7.
7, all right. So thinking again back to the last 4 years, based on everything you just heard, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Has it made no change? Is it better or is it much better?
Has it made no change.
All right. In terms of sexual orientation, what do you consider yourself to be?
What are the options?
Well, there's like heterosexual or straight or lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else that you might want to specify.
Heterosexual, straight.
All right. So what is your marital status?
Single.
Single, all right. So are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
All right. So are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, ma'am.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Not strong. All right. So how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Full-time?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. So last question. I just want to thank you so much for your time. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
Ballpark? I would say $60,000. Mm-hmm.
60,000. All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.